Turn to the fifth parak. Fifth parak of Masechet Brachot. The Mishnah there, the first Mishnah talks about Ein Omdim Litpalel Ela Mitoch Kovod Rosh. Talks about when you first come to Davin, you should do it out of certain seriousness. And talks about the Chasidim Rishonim were showing Sha'achat. They would wait there for an hour, Mitpalelim. Everyone, there's one for every two in Gemara Brachos. And the end of the Mishnah talks about how the Afilu HaMelech Shoel B'Shlomo, you don't answer him, even if the Nachash is around your ankle, you don't stop. The Gemara says, from where do I know? We have this concept of Omdin Litpalel Ela Mitoch Kovod Rosh. The Gemara says, from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, from a very interesting, unique concept, which I think very much applies to where we're at right now during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Gemara says, from the Pasuk of Ivdu et Hashem Biyirah, Vigil'u Birada. And Harashi understands from our Gemara, because since the context is tefillah, ivdu et Hashem is that make sure your tefillah, which is bimkom the avodah, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash now, do that bi yirah, with re'ada. What does gilu bir'ada mean? What the Rosh Hashiva talked about on the night of Rosh Hashanah. It says, so Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rava, Amar Rava, B'makom Gila Sham Tei Re'ada. At the time you have a certain rejoicing, you should also have trembling. So you read this Gemara, you say, okay. You think about our tefillot, and a lot of times, first of all, we don't have that feeling a lot of times. We come, and we think about, okay, when's tefillah going to be over? We take off our tefillin way before tefillah is actually over. And now we're actually saying, number one, we have to redefine for ourselves that tefillah is an avodah. And we have to redefine on a cognitive level to know that tefillah is not just a big party, and tefillah is not just a great niggin at Musaf of Naritzcha. Wow, that was amazing. But it's a real avodah. Just like other avodah, you have ups and downs. But it's an avoda. But at the same time, it's supposed to be with gila and re'ada. Now, if you turn to Rabbeinu Yonah on the back, Rabbeinu Yonah has an essay over here. Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah here in the fifth parak in the back. And I want to explain together with this Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah, I think a yesod that I heard in the name of Rav Chanan Porat, Zichron Tzadik Lebracha, who said that we have all these chagim in Tishrei. We have Rosh Hashanah, we have Yom Kippur, we have Sukkot, we have Shmini Atzeret. Question is, why so intense? Why so many? Why not just spread it out? Be nice to spread it out, right? We have Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you can put Rosh Hashanah and Kippur together. But Sukkot, the next month, we know that Cheshvan's called Mar Cheshvan. It's bitter, right? Because there's no holidays. You know, put that later. What's this idea that we're making it all? Where are we putting all these holidays together? All these 3 days, and you're coming, and it's crazy. To answer that question, I want to see what Rabbeinu Yonah says here. Rabbeinu Yonah, when talking about this Gemara of Ivdu Hashem B'Yirah, we're on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, Nedapi Arif. He explains as follows. By the Gemara, he says, "Vigilu birada, b'makom gila sham teirada, tam adavar, kedei shelo yimashech mitocha simcha letanuge olam." He says, because sometimes you can take that simcha and what? And redefine it. Instead of being pure simcha, what can you do? You can make it into hololut. You can go and just say, okay, I want to just be happy. And lose yourself and have a happy hour. And Now understand what real happiness is. V'yishkach inyanei ha-bore. And you'll forget about God. Al-kein tzarich la'arvev zeh im zeh. Therefore, the Gemara is saying that a very unique Jewish concept is you need to have this mixture. You have this mixture of both simcha and yirah. And he's going to say, we have two psukim in Tehillim. We have ivdu et Hashem b'simcha, and we have ivdu et Hashem b'yirah. And he answers that we need to have both of these, kedei shiyeh akava mimutza. You need to have, to be able to be in the mainstream, to be able to know how to deal with both of these emotions, how to really be what we call an Eved Hashem of the Ivdu, you need to have both. Because he explains, I don't understand. He asked the question, how is this possible? You ask anybody, these two emotions are polar opposites. Simcha and Yira. And that's his question. Upashli the Kra, Kachu. These are two opposite emotions. When I'm afraid of somebody, who made near Tavidoeg, what's going on? If I'm afraid of Ezra, then I recoil and go back. And therefore it doesn't work with Simcha. Those two don't mesh, they don't stem together. By God, it's not true. Adarabba, the opposite, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Kesha Adam mitbonein begdulato, when we think about the greatness of God. V'yarei panav, and you actually fear His awesomeness, His grandeur, all the great that He does for us as a nation, as individuals. As a result of that, explains Rabbeinu Yonah, Yismach v'yagil ba'ota yira. You will rejoice that will emanate from that yira. Mimnei she'be'emtziyata mit'orer l'kayim ha'mitzvot. And as a result of that, you will then go and arouse yourself to do mitzvot. V'sas v'ne'elas b'kiyuma. Ki yodea ki shizchar ito pilato l'fanav. This is what the Rambam is saying also. The Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva talks about that nowadays where Yeshua Hashem Bihim Matzo Kira'u Biyoto Karover in the middle of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and God is closer during these 10 days that even a Yachid's Tefillah is accepted like Betzibur. Therefore people shouldn't be as discouraged, as much as it's very hard with the Slichot, even if you daven Biyachidus, as long as you're davening the Kavanah, hopefully you're not davening too much Biyachidut, and everyone knows that you have to get back into the routine. But then the Rambam says in Hilchot Tshuva that because of that, nagu now to do more mitzvot. I'm paraphrasing. And Rav Soloveitchik in his Sefer asks, why are we doing more mitzvot now? And then tshuva. If anything, you should do tshuva and then mitzvot. And that's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter actually said. First you should do tshuva and then do mitzvot. Rav Soloveitchik explained the Shitas HaRambam that what we're doing right now, when you're doing more mitzvot, the idea is even if you're feeling farther away from God, quote unquote, a sinner, you gain the confidence of being able, as Rabbeinu Yonah says here, mit'orer l'kayem ha-mitzvot v'sas v'ne'elas b'kiyuma. You're then elevated through those mitzvot to continue trying to strive to get closer to God. She yodea ki scharo ito po'ato lefanav. Val simcha kizu, says Rabbeinu Yonah, this is what it means. On one level, ivdu et Hashem b'yiran, another pasuk, ivdu et Hashem b'simcha. He says, how do these two mesh? Ratza lomar, ta'avdu et Hashem b'yirah, uvota yirah, with that yirah, tismuchu v'tagilu ba. Meaning, we have a concept that we're able to mesh these two together. I remember I asked you at the beginning, how is it we have all these Chagei Tishrei together? Just like, let's chill out a little bit. Right? Many of us, that's what Simcha is, right? Chilled out. Nobody bothering me. Vegging. Just doing nothing. Obviously, hopefully, we're redefining what Simcha is. And redefining, said Rav Chanan Porat, why putting all the Chagei Tishrei together? Why do we have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Right? Why do we have reading Koheles on Why are we reading Kohelet on Sukkot? Sukkot is supposed to be Yom Zman Simchatenu. Kohelet seems to be Havel, Havalim, Hamar, Kohelet. Depressing book. What are you doing then on Zman Simchatenu? Obviously, people know the end of the Sof Davar, Akol Nishma, Et Elokim Yirav, Et Mitzvotav Tishmor, Yizek Kol Adam. Right? Which means what? Says Rav Chanan Porat, you want to know how a Jew acts? You cannot have one without the other. You can't have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur without a Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres. And guess what? You can't have Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres without a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's all together. You can't have pure, real simcha in this world. And simcha and your simcha Hashem if you don't understand what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is. And you can't really have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur if you don't know what Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres are. Again, many people come and they misinterpret what Rosh Hashanah is. Oh, Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to start crying the whole time and crying the whole time and beating my chest, but there is no vidui in Rosh Hashanah. It's true, it's the beginning of Yom HaDin, but it's the time, number one. Why do I even have Rosh Hashanah? Let's just skip the Yom Kippur, right? That's the big ball game, right? Like Rosh Hashanah is almost like the wild card. You know, for those people who are sports fans, right? It's the wild card. Like, eh, it's not as important, right? Main thing, the Super Bowl or the, you know, the World Series Cup for those people that are, you know, into English football, the World Cup. You know, like, that's Yom Kippur, right? It's Yom Kippur, right? Why do I need Rosh Hashanah? And the classical answer is very similar to the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yudal that says, why do we put Shema before Vayayim Shemoah? Answers the Gemara, because before, the first thing you need to do is have Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. And only then you have Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot, which means that many of us, we've just gotten used to just doing it. Why do I do it? I just do it. You know, you in England, they call it tick the boxes. Yeah, check the box. Yeah, I do it. Yeah, I'm from. I'm observant. And I do it. I do the thing. It's an observant lifestyle. I want that lifestyle. And real Orthodox Torah, authentic Judaism is saying it's not just a lifestyle. It's a mitzaveh and it's a mitzuveh. It's first and foremost knowing that the world, the Ye'asu Chulam Aguda Achat, what I'm doing here is not just a fad. It's not another ism, even though it's called Judaism. But it's not just an ism. A fad that's going to go away. It's something that is long-term. And first and foremost, you have to have Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. Being able to understand that God is the King of the whole world. Experiencing, again, the rebirth of the world. And obviously your own personal rebirth every single year. And then during this Aseret Mitzvot, only then could you then even talk about Vidui. Because if not, then who are you doing mitzvos to? Right? What are you doing? So first and foremost, we have Rosh Hashanah where we've accepted God as our King. We said, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimelech Le'olam Vayed. Now, during this time, we're there and able, once you know what you're doing, to then work on yourself, to try to figure out which part of things that you need to work on a little bit more, whether it's a little more Kibud Av V'Em, whether it's a little more Beralda Mechavero, because we know Yom Kippur doesn't Mechaber. It's not any hocus pocus. If you weren't nice to your brother, you can't just say, okay, I'm in Yeshiva, I'm really from now. Look at me, I'm learning 12 hours a day. Ooh, hoo, hoo. Right? Yom Kippur is the time, right? This is the time where you're able to think about it. Think about what you need to do. Everyone is small. Not big wholesale changes. Small. And within that, once you are more shalim with that yirah, with that awesomeness of knowing, wow, as great as I thought I am, I realize that I'm what I am towards God, and then I'm able to then move ahead to the simcha. I'm able to understand and put those two together and understand what a pure simcha is and everything that God gives me. And then that's both in the physical realm and in the spiritual realm. And that's why Sukkot is about Chag HaAsif. It's about gathering. It's called Chag HaAsif. It's not only the spiritual of being in a sukkah, of the anani akavod, and that's true. Being able to, many of us have a hard time being in that spiritual zone because we're all connected to our phones. And therefore, chas v'shalom, that I should actually be connected to the sugyas because I need to be connected to my phone. But imtim salomar, that we have that ability to get connected to the spiritual element of my life. But then people make another mistake. And they say that the only part of authentic Torah Judaism is when I'm feeling very close to God. That spiritual high. That me sleeping in the sukkah. The way up there. Right? When you're again, that niggun at Musaf. Or when I'm learning really well and I understood the sugya. Not when I'm struggling. So comes Sukkot to say it's the full package. It's not only the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's not only the Yom Kippur. The apex of Yom Kippur, of what? Ooh, I'm fasting. I'm like an angel. That's because we know lo nitnat Torah l'malachei asharet. That's just a stage. Yom Kippur is just a stage. It's not it. Yom Kippur, I'm not supposed to be a Yom Kippur the whole year. It's a high. No doubt there's a high. But that high is supposed to translate into simcha, into knowing how to eat a good meal, into knowing how to act in the physical world. That is Kedusha and that is Simcha. This is the transition that we have in a very intense month here in Chodesh Elul in Yeshiva. But I think it cannot be a better introduction for us to be able to look at where we're at, to understand these concepts of Simcha, which we talked about in our Shir Shabbaton, of Tachar Asher Lo Avaratat Hashem Lakecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivam. But now we've hopefully seen a little bit of a broader picture, as we're a couple of days before Yom Kippur. So I hope, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to have a special VOD tonight where we'll continue talking about some of these concepts. But I believe that that's hopefully a little bit helping us what it means, Ivdut Hashem B'Simcha, and Ivdut...